So far, the competing versions of a state budget for 2014 have all included Governor Sam Brownback's plan to transfer $9.5 million from the Children's Initiatives Fund to the State General Fund. Shannon Katsaratis, who heads the nonprofit Kansas Action for Children, says a memo from Attorney General Derek Schmidt makes it clear that payments from the tobacco companies which fund children's programs are going to be shrinking.
I'm hopeful that they'll really take the time to look at the Attorney General's memo to understand that there is a fiscal cliff on the horizon for the Children's Initiatives Fund and to be prudent in their decision making so that a few years down the road, we're not talking about 20% or more reductions to the state's early childhood programs.
The legislature voted in 1999 to use the proceeds of a lawsuit against the tobacco companies to create an endowment to permanently fund programs benefiting children. But Katsaratis says that endowment has been raided to the tune of $140 million over the past 12 years and is now all but empty. I'm Brian Thompson.